So I want to invite Cheryl up to give a little testimony, because she called me last week and she had an experience where God invited her in, as it were. Unfortunately, she said yes, and it's a very profound experience. So let's welcome up Cheryl.
Actually, as Heather was talking, I realized that this applies to more than just the experience that I told her about, but about, you know, the big reset that's happened in my life recently. As you all know, I haven't been around that much. I've been down in Bridgeport. And that's because I was actually actively praying all summer while Kim was gone to find another job. I have my online work, but I needed an additional job. And I was running into roadblocks. And one day while I was doing my online work, I went to the HSA site to get a link. And while I was there, somehow I just had this inspiration to look at the jobs page. And there was an advertisement for Bridgeport International Academy. And so I answered the ad, and I started going down there on the weekends in September to investigate the possibility. And there was all kinds of reasons I could have said no. I've got an old car, it's a long drive. Wow, this is a big bundle of trouble. Like understaffed, lots of teenagers. What am I thinking? But actually, somehow God was moving me. God moved in my heart to see the potential and to see the possibility. And one of the first things in my mind was, Kim would love this. He would love to be here. And in the apartment that they'd given me there, there's a loft that would make a perfect art studio. So I continued, and in October I started down there full time, so now I'm going there 5 days a week and coming back here 2 days a week. And since I started full time, it's been even bigger trouble. So it's kind of like when I pushed the reset button, suddenly this whole world exploded. But I'm really loving it, actually, because I'm giving a lot more. I'm actually really able to give and serve and do something valuable for people. And that was really, really what I needed. So anyway, the other last weekend when I was just about to come home, as I was getting on the highway to come back home, there was a woman standing there, a woman about my age, and she sticks out her thumb. And it's like flashed through my mind, murderer, you know. And then the other thing that flashed through that my mind was, that could be me. And so I pulled over, and I'm like, part of my mind's like, what are you doing? You're picking up a hitchhiker. And the other part of my mind was going, it could be me standing there on the side of the road. And she got in the car, and as soon as she got in the car, she said, I was just standing there praying that a woman would stop, not a man. And so then she just needed to go up to the next town that was a half hour north, it was right on my way. She talked to me the whole way there. And she was like telling me her whole life story. And what kept running through my mind the whole time is, this could be me. This could be me. There were so many similarities in her life story. The troubles that she's been through, and she was on her way to see a doctor, and she's living with her elderly mother taking care of her. There was just all these things. And so I ended up, at first I thought I was just going to drop her off at the other exit, at the other town. But when I got up the exit, then I realized, this poor woman, I just need to take her where she needs to go. So I took her right to the doctor's office, and she was practically in tears. And she kept apologizing. And I said, you know what? I said, you're doing me a favor. I said, this is actually fun. I'm on an adventure because I really wanted to see New Haven. I wanted to see the town of New Haven. And I drive by there every week and I keep thinking, I want to stop in New Haven and see this town. And I said, you're giving me the opportunity to investigate this town. And this is a little adventure, so I'm having a good time. And she was like, oh, thank you, thank you. Anyway, in the course of while we were talking, she also happened to mention that she has a daughter who's about 25, same age as my daughter. She happened to mention her daughter's birthday was November 29th, same day as my daughter.
Oh.
And we just had such a good conversation. And she told me that she was really, you know, she used to pray a lot and have a spiritual life, and she's gotten away from that. So I was able to kind of give her some guidance and help her and give her a little faith fusion card, invite her to go online and read some of the messages. And it was just a very beautiful experience. And finally, when she got to the doctor's office, I was able to give her a little bit of food and a little money for the bus trip back. I just felt God telling me to do that. You know, I almost just let her out and drove away, but I felt God telling me he'll do this for her. Because in my mind, I kept thinking, this could be me. And then when I was driving home, I thought, why is that her and not me? And what came to me was, because I met Reverend Moon. I met Reverend Moon, who taught me the divine principle and helped me learn how to live a different way of life. That's the only difference. Otherwise, her life is very similar to mine. But I have hope and I have a way to make different decisions and to keep having faith and asking God. And God has given us such an incredible blessing. So I just wanted to share that with you and hope that it's valuable.